Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Well, today's episode is going to be Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date's December 29th, 1952, and the title is The Stranger. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for being a member.
The greatest name in cereals presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks! Hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story. Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep Wheat Flakes, the whole wheat cereal that's Malba toasted for richer flavor, extra crispness.
Today, Kellogg's Pep Wheat Flakes, that Malba toasted whole wheat cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Stranger.
Hello again, kids. Here it is, almost the end of year 1952, and I'm happy to say that a lot of you cowpokes made Kellogg's Pep Whole Wheat Flakes your favorite cereal during the past year. But Bronco and I'd like to see even more of you enjoying those delicious Melba toasted whole wheat flakes in 1953. They're so good and they taste so good. Before the year's out, ask your mom to get you a box of Kellogg's Pep Whole Wheat Flakes. The whole wheat flakes with sunshine vitamin D added. There was many a cold-eyed, deadly killer roving the plains of the Old West. But there was one who gave United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles a crashing three-day chase through clouds of gun smoke and baffling adventure. He was the one who called himself The Stranger.
You've got to find this maniac, Hickok. He'll kill me. Read that note. He says he'll do it tonight.
You reckon he will, Bill?
He makes it mighty plain. He says, Smokey Riggs, I'm going to kill you tonight for what you did to Pappy 10 years ago.
And he signs himself the Stranger. Who is it? I don't even know who's going to kill me.
You got a guilty conscience about something 10 years ago?
No, my record's an open book.
I've heard different, Mr. Riggs. 10 years ago was during the war. Your bank picked up a lot of ranches about that time.
Yeah, foreclosed on them, didn't you?
Just good business, that's all. That's him. Don't let him in.
Bill, somebody slipped a note under the door. I'll catch him.
Look out for that chair, Jingles.
Oh, no!
You hurt yourself, Jingles?
No, but doggone it, it got away. Anyway, here's the note.
Maybe it's another one from the Stranger.
It sure is, Mr. Riggs.
It is? Well, what's it say, Bill?
Well, give me a chance to read it, partner.
Well, hurry up.
It says, you can't stop me, Hickok. I got 4 men to kill, and I'm going to do it. While you're reading this note near the door, I'm going to get my first one, the Stranger.
Huh?
Riggs, get away from that window.
Bill!
Right between the eyes. Come on, Jingles, let's get that killer.
Bill, it's too dark to see anything.
We'll make a try, partner.
Now, this ain't gonna do us no good. If he's that far away, he's riding a fast horse, and we already got Buckshot and Joker bedded down the livery stable.
You're right, partner. Go get the coroner. He'll have to come for Smokey Riggs.
Yeah, Stranger sure ain't no slouch with a rifle.
No, he isn't. He says he's got 3 more men to kill.
How do we know the Stranger ain't sitting behind one of those rain barrels just waiting to take pot shots at us, Bill?
He's not after us, Jingles, but we're after him.
Now, he ain't gonna hold still for that setup very long.
And maybe he'll show himself. That'd save us a lot of trouble. Here, let's go in the bank.
What for? You gonna hang a piece of black crepe over Smokey Riggs' desk or something?
No, I'm gonna talk to Riggs' partner, Randolph Webb.
The one they call Hex?
That's right. Here's his office.
You think he done it, huh, Bill?
I don't know who killed Riggs yet, but I mean to find out.
Now, who in thunder... Oh, Hickok.
Yeah, Hex, you can put that gun away.
You act right jumpy, Mr. Webb.
Well, I'm not. But no two-bit drifter's gonna gun me down. I know a little about shooting myself.
Oh, now, I wouldn't go shooting myself if I was you. That's... Huh?
You know anybody who might have wanted to kill your partner?
No.
You sure about that?
Sure, I'm sure.
You get any notes from anybody that wants to kill you?
What? No. Why would anyone want to kill me?
Well, the way you're acting, there might be just somebody. Can't never tell about that. And you was Smokey Riggs's partner.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Just this, Mr. Webb. You and Riggs were in the same deals together, and this looks like a revenge killing.
Yeah, the stranger started out to kill four men, and he's got three to go, and you might be one of them.
Hi there, Bronco. All set for the New Year's Eve party? It's a costume shindig, you know.
Yeah, sure, I'm all set. I bet you I win a prize with my getup. I'm going as K.P. Wheatflakes, a minstrel man. Get it? K.P. stands for Kellogg's Pep. If anyone should ask my full name, it's Kellogg's Pep Whole Wheatflakes. Mr. Kellogg's Pep Whole Wheatflakes, the end man with lots of energy.
Ah, pretty good. What color are your costume be?
A gold and brown suit. That's because I'm Melba Toasted. Mm-hmm. And I'll be carrying a great big sunflower. That'll represent the sunshine vitamin D that's putting Mr. K.P. Wheatflakes.
Well, I guess we can't get ahead of old Bronco Buster, can we, kids? I wish you cowpokes would be like Bronco sometimes. I mean, tell your moms the things we tell you about those fresh, crisp whole wheat flakes. For instance, your mom probably knows how important Melba toasting can be. It toasts Kellogg's Pep wheat flakes clear through, not just on the outside. Makes them taste better, too. Melba toasting heat seals that wonderful whole wheat flavor right tight inside every crunchy flake. Kellogg's Pep Wheat Flakes are chock full of the good things Mother Nature gave us to build up our energy and make us big and strong. Tell your mom about these extra food values in Kellogg's Pep Whole Wheat Flakes, and I'll bet she brings home a package of them today. The mysterious stranger had claimed one victim right in the presence of Wild Bill and Jingles, and threatened to claim three more. Bill decided to check with the sheriff first for any lead to any strangers in town.
Hello, Mr. Hickok. I can't recollect no strangers lately.
Think hard, Sheriff.
You ain't seen no drifter?
I said I didn't, didn't I? Last new face to come to Dusty Hill was Steve Drum. He ain't new. His pappy owned the White Star Silver Mine. He fell down the shaft and died about 10 years ago.
10 years? Bill.
Never mind, Jingles.
But Bill,
hold
10 years
it, partner.
Ago. Oh, hold it.
Sheriff, where can I find this Steve Drum right now?
Well, here he's staying with old Hard Rock Turner up near the White Star.
Well, what are we waiting on, Bill? That's our cue if I...
Mr. Sharp, what's got
Sheriff, it? Sheriff, I got one, too. He's gonna kill me. You gotta do something.
Got one? What? Who's gonna... What are you waving that piece of paper under my nose
well,
you
for? Read it. It's a note from the stranger, just like Smokey Riggs got, and he's dead.
Stranger?
Here, let me see that.
Oh, Mr. Hickok, here, go on, read it.
Well, what's it say, Bill?
Says, reckon you better make out your will, Sharp. I'm coming to get you. Sign the stranger.
Well, I'll be dead bird.
Yeah, I'll be killed. You lawmen gotta protect me. It's your duty. I'm the county recorder. I'm important.
When did you get this note, Mr. Sharp?
This morning. He was under my office door.
Did you see any strangers yesterday?
No, I didn't talk to nobody but Steve Drum and Hex Webb over at the bank.
Steve Drum? Bill, he's popping up again.
Yeah, Jingles. Sheriff, you better keep an eye on Mr. Sharp. We're heading out to the White Star Mine to have a talk with this Steve Drum.
Well, there's the diggings for the White Star up on the side of that hill, Bill.
Then that must be Hard Rock Turner's cabin up to the left. Get up there, Buckshot.
Come on, Joker, start climbing. Bill, you reckon Steve Drum is a stranger?
All we know so far, Jingles, is that two of the stranger's victims were to be Smokey Riggs and Mr. Sharp, the county recorder.
Yeah, and Riggs is dead. Now, wonder who the other two are. Bill, maybe we're the other two. Well, he ain't gonna get me without a fight.
Hold it, Jingles.
Hold it, Jingles. I ain't gonna sit here and get picked off like a pop bottle on a fence pole.
Then follow me. We've got to get close enough to talk to Drum. Oh, Buckshot. We better go the rest of the way on foot, Jingles.
I'll stand, Joker. Keep back in the brush. You may have to go for the coroner.
All right. Keep out of sight and head for the cabin.
Well, talking ain't gonna do no good. The minute he knows we're lawmen, come to get him, why, we'll have to burn down the dad-blamed cabin to get him out.
Wait a minute, partner. They stopped shooting.
They?
Sure. There were two rifles working in that cabin. Come on.
Well, maybe they're playing possum, Bill.
Maybe.
Steve Drum. Hold your fire. I want to talk to you.
Yeah. It's Wild Bill Hickok and me, Jingles. Don't shoot. They don't answer, Bill.
No.
Drum. Steve Drum, open up.
Ain't locked. Nothing but a latch string.
All right. Have your gun ready.
Hey. Empty. There ain't nobody here.
Easy, partner. We didn't see anybody leave.
And we didn't hear him go, neither. Now, doggone.
Wait a minute. Move that bearskin there in the middle of the floor.
All right, but I don't see why. Bill, it won't move. It's pegged to the floor.
And lift it up.
Oh, sure. Lift it up. Bill, it's a trap door. How'd you know that was there?
I didn't, but those two jaspers didn't go up or out, and I figured they had to go down.
Hey, there's a ladder, but... Don't look none too strong to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, let me go down first. Watch your step. I don't want you falling down on top of me.
Well, I ain't so sure I like this. It's dark down there.
Just as dark for them as it is for us. Now watch it, partner. I'm on the floor of the tunnel.
Well, that's a relief. This ladder wasn't built for men of my heft. It's right shaky. Feel it's breaking loose. Look out below!
Jingles, you hurt, partner?
Oh, doggone it, I don't know. I'm gonna quit this business and go to raising rabbits or something.
Come on, big fella, get up. You can raise rabbits later. Right now, we gotta
right
find
out. Right now, you gotta stand mighty still if you don't want your heads blown off, both of you.
Bill, it's a trap.
Yeah, it's a trap, and you fell right into it. Stick a match to that bullseye lantern, high rock.
Sure, Steve.
I want to see what this note writing the stranger looks like.
Stranger? We ain't no stranger. You got us all wrong now.
Hold it, Jingles.
Well, hey, now get that light out of my eyes.
Now we'll see.
Christine, don't shoot. Well, that's Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles.
Hickok?
And Jingles. You heard him. We come to take you
hold
to the...
Hold it, Jingles.
Oh, well.
You just took us for a note writing stranger, Drum. What do you mean?
I can tell you, Wild Bill. Steve and me found a note stuck under our cabin door this morning. Said we weren't going to live till sundown if we didn't skedaddle.
Oh, was it signed, a stranger?
Sure it was. When I saw you two heading up this hill, we figured one of you was a stranger.
Bill, this don't make sense.
No, but it adds up to four, Jingles.
Hey, that's right. Smokey Riggs, Sharp, the county recorder, and now Steve Drum and Hard Rock here.
Smokey Riggs? Why, that sidewinder's the one that foreclosed and took this mine away from me when my pa was killed and I was away to war.
Well, then maybe you're the one that killed him.
Killed him? Is Smokey Riggs dead?
He was shot last night, right after he got a note just like the one you said you found this morning.
Well, I didn't kill him.
Just the same, you better come into town with me, Steve.
Well, what for?
There has to be a reason for these threatening notes and for somebody killing Smokey Riggs.
Well, what do you figure the reason is, Bill?
A new vein of silver's caused a lot of killing in the past, Jingles. Look at the walls of this tunnel.
You don't fool Wild Bill Hickok for a dead burn minute.
Yeah, that ain't no lie.
This whole thing's beginning to tie up. The sooner we get back to town, the better. Let's go, Steve.
Where are we going first, Bill?
To the bank, Jingles. I want to talk to Hex Webb.
Yeah, who's there?
It's us. Doggone it, and don't come out shooting.
Hey, Cox, what are you doing back here? Why ain't you... Oh, so you found Steve Drum, eh?
Yeah, we found him, Webb. How'd you know we were looking for him?
Oh, the sheriff and Mr. Sharp told me. Kind of figured him to be the stranger all along.
Well, you big blowhard, I'm going to...
Steve, cut it out. Hold it, I said.
I got him, Bill.
He sure acts like a killer, don't he? Well, I'm glad you were here, Hickok.
Now, simmer down, Steve. Hex, I'd like to see the bank records in the White Star Mine and the signature on the deed.
What? What for?
I've got an idea that mine's mixed up with the stranger's notes and Riggs's death.
Well, it'll take a federal court order to see him.
All right, Webb, we'll get that order.
Bill, why don't we go talk to Mr. Sharp again? Since he got that note, he's scared enough to tell us anything he knows.
Good idea, Jingles. We'll head over to the sheriff's office.
You're barking up the wrong tree, Hickok. There's nothing wrong with the White Star Mine.
We'll find out about that, Webb.
Wild Bill. Did you find Steve Drum? Oh, I see you brought him back with you. Want me to lock him up?
Hey, what is this?
Hold it, Steve. Sheriff, where's that counter recorder, Mr. Sharp?
Oh, he went back over to his office.
Why, you lame brain featherhead. Bill told you to watch him.
I did for a couple hours. Nothing happened, so I let him go back to work.
Bill! Shots!
Come on, Jingles.
Oh, I don't see anybody shooting, Bill.
Those shots came from this other side of the street.
Well, there's the recorder's office. You reckon it
was... Yeah, I'm afraid it was, partner.
Bill, look there on the floor. It's Mr. Sharp.
Yeah, somebody shot through that window. Mr. Sharp.
He's still breathing. He's trying to talk.
Wild Bill.
Who shot you?
The stranger is... Look on page 23, volume...
Sharp. He's gone, Jingles.
Well, what was that he said, Bill?
He said look on page 23, but he didn't get the volume number out.
Then he must have meant one of these books of the county records. Hoppin' horny toads, Bill. Look at them. Must be 50 volumes in this office. It'll take us till Christmas to find page 23 and the right one.
Hurry, hurry, hurry!
Hey, what's all the rush about, Bronco?
Well, I'm just reminding all the fellas and gals that they'll have to hurry if they want to get one of those plastic model F-86 fighter jets. Now free of extra cost with a box of Kellogg's Pep Whole Wheat Flakes.
Say, that's right, because these sleek planes are just about gone. Let me tell you a little about these Saber jets. They come complete with rubber-powered launcher, a launcher that sends them soaring high into the sky. And there aren't any parts to glue on these fighter jets. No, sir. Just slip the wing into place and the plane's all set to fly like lightning.
And Wranglers, these planes are hours of fun. Because there's so many things you can do with them. You can start your own neighborhood air squadrons. Then you can hold contests to see whose plane can fly the farthest, the longest. Or you can have dogfights up in the air.
And it's real simple to get one of these F-86 fighter jets. You just ask Mom to bring home a large or regular-sized package of Pep Whole Wheat Flakes. With the package of Pep Whole Wheat Flakes, you'll find your F-86 Sabre jet, ready for you to slip the wing in place and start flying. But don't delay, because the supply of these planes is running out fast. Have Mom get a package of Kellogg's Pep Whole Wheat Flakes and your fighter jet next time she shops. The last thing the dying Mr. Sharp said was, look on page 23, volume, but failed to finish giving the volume number. When Bill looked around Sharp's office, he saw nothing but books.
Here comes Steve and the sheriff. They can help us.
Oh, there you are, Bill. We didn't see where you got to. Jumping June bugs. It was Sharp.
Who shot him, Bill?
I don't know, Steve, but we've got a lead.
Yeah, if we live long enough to run it down. Anyway, Bill, Steve ain't the stranger. He was with us when this shooting took place.
That's right. He better stay with us. This killer's a maniac.
What are you doing with those books and county records, Bill?
Just as Sharp was dying, he said look on page 23, but he didn't give the book. We've got to find it. Start looking, Jingles. You can take the top shelf.
Okay. I'll look at page 23, okay?
Hey, Bill. Page 23 in this one is a marriage license for Letitia Rooney and Flathead Muldoon. Now, ain't that romantic?
Never mind, Jingles. Don't waste time. There's a killer on the loose. Dig into those books until you find a lead.
Doggone it, Bill, I ain't found a thing about the White Star Mine or Riggs or no stranger or nothing.
Keep looking, partner.
Hey, wait, hold it. Hickok, look here.
You found something?
What is it?
Hey, read this page 23, the last page in this volume.
Now, let me see. To whom it may concern, in case anything happens to me, give this page to the sheriff or a U.S. Marshal. On June 14th, 1862... I was forced to falsify these records and enter a phony deed to the White Star Mine under the names of Smokey Riggs and Randolph Hex Webb. Well, I thought so. I was too much of a coward to tell the law. Hex Webb killed old man Drum. I knew it. I knew it. To get the mine. Pushed him down a mine shaft. Nobody knows this but me and Hard Rock Turner. And Hard Rock won't tell because he's just waiting a chance to get the mine back for Steve.
Hold it, Jingles. That's enough. Let's go.
Hex Webb, that sneaking coyote. Wait till I get my hands on him.
So the stranger was Hex Webb all the time.
Watch the side window to the bank, Sheriff. We'll go in the front.
Gotcha, Bill.
Have your gun ready, Jingles. Webb's that kind to shoot first.
I'm ready.
There's his door. Open up, Webb.
It's locked, Bill.
One side now. Doors are my specialty. Billy's gone.
Then run for the horses, partner. Come on, Steve.
But where's he gone to?
To the White Star Mine, Steady Buckshot.
White Star Mine? What for?
To get the only other man who knows he killed your father.
Hard Rock Turner. Stand still, Joker.
That's right. And if we don't get there in time, Hard Rock's a dead man. Hiya, Buckshot.
Yeah, Joker, you heard what Bill said. Ha, 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 ha!
Mr. Hickok.
There's a horse by the cabin.
Must be Webb's. That's not Hard Rock's cayuse.
Then head for the cabin. He's beating us here.
I hope Hard Rock saw him coming.
Who, watch out. Who, boy?
Oh, Joker.
Oh, now, ho.
Don't take any chances with this varmint, Jingles.
I ain't, Bill. Bill, nobody here.
You ain't telling me like you did old man Drum, Hex Webb.
You ain't living to tell Hickok about that, Hard Rock.
That's Hard Rock and Webb. The trap doors are down in the mine.
Come on.
I'll lift it, Bill. Now, doggone it, the ladder's gone. Oh, I broke it, remember?
We'll have to get down there somehow.
Well, hurry up. We ain't got much time.
Come on.
Hold it right there, Webb. I can drill you right between the eyes.
Hickok.
And Steve Drum and me, Jingles. Huh, your time's run out, Hex Webb.
That's what you think.
Down, Jingles.
You got him, Mr. Hickok. I fell and fall. I got his gun.
Well, that's one gun battle that Webb shouldn't have started.
Strike a match, Jingles.
Yeah. Now, let's take a look at the varmint.
You blasted tin batch saddle tramps. How'd you know where I'd gone?
Hickok, you didn't kill him.
I didn't mean to, Steve. I want to see this Jasper live to face a court.
Yeah, and tell him all about how he tried to fool Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles by making out that he was a stranger.
Let's not be too sure of ourselves, partner. You had us fooled for almost too long. The next one might really fool us for good.
Oh, Bill, from now on, none of those doggone coyotes are going to fool me. When I want to know who the villain is, I'm just going to find me a book and look at the last page, and then I'll know.
Now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
That's all for now. We'll have another Wild Bill Hickok story for you on New Year's Eve.
Right, Guy. And this New Year's Eve story is packed with action. It's called Dead of Winter.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to ask Mom to get a big package of the Melba Toasted Whole Wheat Cereal, Kellogg's Pep Wheat Flakes.
Melba Toasted for extra crispness and richer flavor, and kept that way by a special wax-tight inner bag.
That's another reason why Kellogg's Pep Wheat Flakes are so popular. Right, Andy?
Right, guys.
So long, kids.
See you Wednesday.
Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Benny Rubin, Clayton Post, Leo Curley, and Tyler McVeigh. Our director is Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again Wednesday, same time, same station, when Kellogg Sugar Pops presents Wild Bill Hickok in The Dead of Winter. Thank you.
back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.